Good evening again. This is Reverend Joseph Caesar coming to you again and in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you such good news again. It's great news. This is the best news that fitable to be printed. It's such a great news. I just want you to sit back, take off your shoes, and enjoy this evening for this good news. It's always a pleasure to come into your home. I'm happy that you invited me into your home. And I want to thank my good friend all around the world. I want to thank Vicky right now for listening. I also want to thank Hilkaka for listening. Many other friends around the world. So Vicky, I want you to just sit back, take it in. Today, I just want to talk to you about divine protection. And this divine protection, I'm going to be taking Psalm 91 to start with for this divine protection. First of all, you want to ask, what is divine protection? First of all, what is that? Well, divine protection is the protection that God gives us. It is a protection that we get through the angels. It is a supernatural way of getting the protection that we need. Divine protection is a protection from death, sickness, accidents, evil forces, and from all kinds of attacks. It is God's will that we must be safe and secure at all times. It is God's desire for us to be absolutely safe and free from all dangers. It is a promise that is available to us, whether we know it or not. It is a promise of God to his children and servants. It is something that we can receive by believing in it and asking for it. Divine protection is a provision made to us by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then you got to ask the question, how does God give protection? You got before what is divine protection, but now how does God give divine protection? God gives his divine and supernatural protection through angels. God gives his divine and supernatural protection through his promises. He gives his divine and supernatural protection through his divine laws. God gives his divine and supernatural protection through supernatural provision. God gives his divine and supernatural protection by changing the course of nature. He also gives his divine and supernatural protection through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. God gives his divine and supernatural protection through the Word of God. He also gives his divine and supernatural protection through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God gives his divine and supernatural protection through the price that Jesus paid by his suffering and death for us. God gives his divine and supernatural protection through triumphing over Satan and destroying his power. So now, reader, you're going to ask, how can we receive this divine protection? How can we receive this divine protection? We can receive divine protection through our faith in God. We can receive divine protection through our faith in the Word and the promises of God. Thank you, Jesus. We can receive divine protection through meeting the conditions of the promises. We can also receive divine protection through pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, we can receive divine protection through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, for sure. We can receive divine protection through the confession of the Word of God. We can receive divine protection through maintaining a good relationship with God. We can receive this divine protection through our relationship and through righteous and holy living. We can receive divine protection through the knowledge of the supernatural plan and protection of God. We can receive divine protection through our obedience of the Word of God. So we see what Psalms 91 sung out to be a real foundational teaching of God's divine power. Psalms 91 is the assurance of safety for all with an enduring faith during these last days. This psalm of divine protection, the psalm of divine refuge, the psalm of divine strength, with an enduring faith commentary. It is a foundational teaching of the Joseph Plan. There are three speakers in this psalm. First, we hear from a group of people. Secondly, the psalmist speaks. And thirdly, from God himself. So now, hear from the group of people. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Friends, all of us who live and trust in God each day with an enduring faith will be under His divine protection. There is a place where you and I can live at peace in Christ Jesus, a place of glorious safety, a place of glorious peace and joy, a place where we can always go to experience God's love, power, and protection, God's genuine goodness. Here again from the people, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. You are our safe place, Lord, a strong, defended place. We can truly trust you, Jesus. You, only God, will save us from the temptations of Satan and the new illnesses that are coming upon the land. These are what the people are saying. Say, He shall cover you with His feather. Now hear now. The psalmist is speaking now. Hear what the psalmist is saying. He shall cover you with His feather, and under His wing you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. The psalmist is still saying, He will cover you like a mother hen protects her young. You will be safe under His wings. God will do what He promised. Put on the armor of God. Pick up the truth, your shield of faith, which the psalmist calls the buckler. The full armor of God was present in the Old Testament. It is all available for us today, as in Jesus. The psalmist says, You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Well, what the psalmist is saying, do not be afraid of the bad spirits of the night or the words shot at you during the day or the illnesses that sweep the land or the fear caused by the quaking of society and of most people's souls. Jesus will protect us. Jesus will protect you. You see, spiritual warfare in the blood. Jesus will protect you. The psalm came down to verse 6. It says, Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. None. Do not fear the illnesses and destruction sweeping the land. Please do not. God is to be trusted for His protection. Call on the Lord and trust Him. In verse 7 says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Remember this, during this final age, from nuclear radioactivity and diseases and wars will kill many. But your belief and faith in the Almighty One will protect and keep you His. Remember that. And for only with your eyes shall you look, and what? You see the reward of the wicked. Only with your eyes. Listen, during these times, God will give you the strength to see and watch the lost die of their hate, anger, compulsion, and sin. But you, my friend, will be given the power to avoid or stay away from it. Whatever it is, we will watch them fall, but we will be able to stand strong, very strong. Verse 9 says, because you have made the Lord, who is your my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. What is it saying? It is saying Jesus Christ is our defender. Jesus Christ is our protector. Jesus Christ is our strength and refuge. Call on Him. Call on His name. Believe that He will. No evil can withstand the power of the blood of Jesus. None. None, no evil. For you, the Lord only makes you safe. Because the Most High is the home they cannot take away. They cannot. We call on His name for protection every day. When Jesus was being tempted by Satan, Satan quoted this passage to him to took him up to the pinnacle of the temple and suggested that he jumped off. Satan said to Jesus, it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in the ways, to bear thee up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. So, why don't you jump? Asked Satan. See if the angels will hold you when you jump. Jesus said in his response, it is written. It is written again. Thou shalt not tempt or test the Lord thy God. You can find that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. That is all that Satan was saying, for he will give his angels charge over you to tempt you. Oh, no. Listen to me, people. Orders have been given to our guardian angels in heaven. Orders have been given to our guardian angels. That is why angels give a visitation, because they get orders from God. They are take charge and keep us in the ways of God. The angels were created as servants of God, and their duty is that serving the Lord and of serving those who are following after the Lord. That is why the psalmist says, he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy way, to bear thee up, lest at any time you shall dash your foot against a stone or stumble because of sin. We do not worship angels, however. But they are a special class of God creation that are there to serve God and us. So whenever you get a visitation, God has created them for the special purpose. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. The enemy wants us to stumble. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us through the minefield. The angels can run, interfere. The holy angels can protect you and your every step. When authorized, they will turn the sin away. They may even do so without being called upon. So walk confidently. The angels are on a mission from God. They will protect you. They have to do that. They have been called on. They have been created exactly for that purpose. They have been created for that purpose. Yeah. The Bible says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the scorpion, you shall trample underfoot. Believe, you have been given spiritual power and authority over the demonic and all evil. The evil ones and the devil will be put down, cast away. So through the mouth of a believer who is under the authority of Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit, all demonic must flee. Walk and live each day under his authority. And it says in chapter 14, it says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. This is what the Lord is saying. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Do you know his name? You have to know his name. El Shaddai. El Elyon. Jehovah Jireh. All those are names of the Lord. I am that I am. Almighty Father. Supernatural Father. You got to call him by his name. Because he says, I will set him on high because he has known my name. Wow. God will make all people safe that love him. Danger will not hurt you. Anyone knows and trusts in God, danger will not hurt you all. The name of Jesus Christ is the most powerful name in the universe. All knees must bow. In chapter 16, and in verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So when we call on the name of the Lord, call, our Redeemer will answer us. You and me. When the enemy attacks, God will be there on our side with all his forces, his avenging angel, his host. When we call on his name, the Lord will never forsake us. He will come. He said, the Bible said, with long life, I will satisfy him. This is what the Lord is saying again, and show him my salvation. When all this comes to an end, we will be able to look back and be well satisfied. We will then understand and praise him even more. Always remember the last chapter of the word. God, you and me win. That is all you have to remember. You and me win. So, fight the good fight. And if not before, see you in heaven. I tell you, my friends, here is Psalms 91, the divine protection. That divine protection. My friend, the big lesson of Psalms 91 is who is going to keep us safe and do the battle until the end. That is important. This applies to believers or saved Christians. Are we confident where you are going to spend eternity when this all ends? Are you? There is an end for all of us someday. Some of us, maybe today. There is only one way to know and be assured. Ask our Father in heaven in Jesus Christ's name in prayer today. Please, to know that, to be assured, you must ask Jesus Christ in your prayer. If you are not saved, or are you saved from damnation, the eternal fate of so many. Are you sure? Ask him. Find out and be assured. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So when we ask the Lord in Jesus Christ's name, he assures us with his peace and understanding. If for any reason your question, your salvation, go to a quiet place alone and talk to Jesus. Repent of your sins and commit your life to him. Then go to a Bible-believing church and get baptized. He is faithful. He is always listening. He listens and always responds. I beg you today, to change your life. I am so happy to reach into your life today. I am very proud that you invited me in your life. I pray that this word of God may be a really true blessing to you. I pray that you understand. And may God bless you and keep you safe from the evil one. May his divine protection be upon you always. And so, Heavenly Father, I pray that you will build your divine hedge around your people, your children, those who are listening. And, oh God, let the holy angels with their flaming swords take their position at every corner of their lives. Cover their defenseless head under the shadow of thy divine wing. And Lord, where there are problems or difficulties in your life, Lord, I know you have made promise to remove the difficulties and lighten their burden. This I ask you for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank you all for listening, and may God continue to bless you. And have a blessed week. Bless you and your family. May God continue to bless the radio station, Dog and Done. May God continue to protect their families and cover them with his precious blood and prosper their business. In Jesus' holy name, with thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you and see you in another 2 weeks. Amen. Reverend Caesar.